That's an interesting device you got there. First a ladder, then a rope. What else does it do?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked. You see, it's a flashlight, a camera.
Hand it over.
Ah! It's also a parachute.
So we might as well get started. Now, what I'm about to tell you must not leave this room. It's top security.
Top security? That calls for the cone of silence, Chief.
Max, how do you expect to get five people into something that small?
Thinking like that would have put the Volkswagen people out of business a long time ago. Max! Sorry, Chief, but the manual calls for the cone of silence. Any time a situation like this arises, you must follow the manual.
All right, Max. Lower it. Lower it. Lower it.
Okay, get this chair out of here. Okay, 99, you get around there with the chief. You get in here with me. Okay. No, 99, get in front of the chief a little bit. That's it.
Okay, beautiful.
That's perfect. You see, Chief, I told you it could be done. Look at that. There's room for one more man.
Okay, Chief, go ahead.
Dr. Waldo Smith.
What?
Dr. Waldo Smith of our PLK lab, the man who invented the stolen formula 6076767.
What's the number? 6076. Never mind. It's a false number used to protect the identity of the real number.
What's the purpose of this formula, Chief?
I'm sorry, 99. I can't hear you. That's my bad ear.
Oh, do you mind?
Oh.
I said, what is the purpose of the formula, Chief?
Well, you don't have to yell now, 99. That's my good ear.
What?
That's my good ear.
I'm sorry, Chief. What is the purpose of the formula?
Well, we don't know, but if it falls into the hands of chaos, there is no hope for our country.
Chief, is there any evidence as to who might have stolen it?
What?
Ask, is there any evidence as to...
Hold it a minute, fella. Why don't you get around to the front of the cone?
Excuse me. I asked, do you have any leads?
We have been approached.
By who?
What?
Listen, would you mind stepping to the rear of the cone? Oh, that's much better. Now, who approached you, Chief?
Well, we don't know who it was. It was a call from an informer. He said he'd call back.
When?
What?
Not what, when.
When what?
Listen, Chief, can we get out of this stupid cone? We can't hear each other.
What, Max? Well, that's all for now. Ashkenazi crew leader, return to your posts.
Right, sir.
Yes, sir.
Who are they, Chief?
Well, forget it.
Well, Chief, I guess there's nothing left for us to do but to stay here and wait for that phone call.
Hello. It's Dr. Smith. Hold on, Dr. Smith. We'll put you on the screen.
The professor sure took a beating when chaos stole the formula.
Hello, Dr. Smith. How are you feeling?
Well, fine. Except for this brain concussion. Any news from our informer?
Not yet. Dr. Smith, could you describe the capabilities of your formula?
Well, yes, certainly. It's a catalytic agent that turns water into vapor. Pardon me. One drop of it is powerful enough to dry up a body of water the size of Lake Erie in less than an hour. We have some photographic evidence here. Yes, that might prove illuminating. Finletter, my assistant, was on this boat. He was attacked by chaos agents, and in order to escape them, he dove overboard, forgetting he had an ounce of the formula in his pocket. This is the same body of water after he landed in it.
Poor Finletter. He's the only man who ever drowned in dirt.
If chaos does control this formula, in a matter of days, every American will die of thirst and starvation. Pardon me. Is our connection getting fuzzy?
No.
Then I'm going to faint.
Dr. Smith!
Contact's been made on my phone. The informer wants to make an arrangement. He's going to call back in 5 minutes.
Good. Thank you, Krill Leader.
Right.
At last.
Who's assigned to this case, Chief?
Let's see whose number's up. 84. Is Agent 84 out there?
Not here.
He's 85. How about 85?
Not here either.
Agent 86?
That's me, Chief.
Melvin Spearman. Paging Mr. Melvin Spearman.
Boy, I'm Mr. Spearman.
Phone for you, sir. Right this way.
Hello, Chief.
How'd you know it was me, Max?
Well, you see, Chief, you're the only one that I gave the cover name Melvin Spearman to. 99 knows me as...
You mean you're using more than one pseudonym on this case?
That's right, Chief. You see, that way, if I get a call and I'm not able to answer it, at least I know who to call back.
It seems to make sense, and that worries me. Have you made contact yet, Max?
No, I haven't, Chief. Our man certainly picked an odd place to hold a meeting. There's a big awards luncheon here, and the place is full of celebrities.
Milton Steeple. Paging Mr. Milton Steeple.
Hold on a minute, Chief.
I'll
take that.
But it's not for you, Mr. Spearman. It's for Mr. Milton Steeple.
I'm Milton Steeple.
You're Mr. Steeple, Mr. Spearman?
Yes, Steeple is my maiden name. Here's another half dollar. Hello, 99.
Hello, Max. I'm at the Control Savings and Loan Bank. How much money do you need?
Well, I haven't made contact yet.
You can only withdraw $25,000, Max.
Only $25,000? Why?
There's a new ceiling on bribes.
That's ridiculous. Did you tell them it could mean the end of the United States?
How do you think I got them up to $25,000?
Hold on, 99. Hello, Chief. 99 tells me that the top price they'll pay for information is $25,000.
That's right, Max. We're trying to cooperate with the president. Fight inflation.
$25,000 is no kind of money to pay for information.
Maxwell Smart. Paging Maxwell Smart.
86, aren't they paging Maxwell Smart?
Yes, Chief.
Aren't you going to answer it?
No, sir.
Why not?
I'm not using the name Maxwell Smart on this case.
Max, that could be the contact.
Paging Maxwell Smart.
I'm Maxwell Smart.
You're Maxwell Smart, too? Well, you should have told me sooner. We've got a special today. 3 for $1. That's fine.
Hello?
Smart.
Who is this?
I've got the information you want. I think it's time we met and talked.
Hold on. Chief?
No, Max, this is 99. How much do you want?
I don't know yet. Hold on. Hello, Chief?
No, Max, this is 99.
Hold on. Hello, Chief?
He wants to make a deal.
Ask him how much.
Right. How much do you want?
Max, that's what I asked you.
Sorry, wrong number. How much do you want?
What's your top?
$25,000.
Honestly?
Have I ever lied to you?
All right. Meet me at precisely 4 o'clock in the revolving door of the hotel.
In the revolving door?
That way you're always in front of me.
Yes, hold on. Hello, Chief. $25,000 is okay. I'm to meet him in the revolving door at this hotel 4 o'clock.
99 and I will back you up. Tell her to meet me under the lobby clock.
All right, Chief. Hello? You're to meet the chief under the lobby clock.
What did you say?
Sorry, sir. I'll connect you.
Hello, 99. Meet the chief at the hotel under the clock.
Right, Max.
Hello?
It's a deal. 4 o'clock in the revolving door.
4 o'clock.
Everything's set. Goodbye, chief. So long, 99. Goodbye, whoever you are.
Siegelman. Paging Miss Mildred Siegelman. Mildred Siegelman?
I don't think so, but I better take it just in case. Hello, this is Mildred. Certainly took your sweet time about getting here.
I had to be careful. I thought I was being followed. You have the money?
You have the information?
Not until I get the money.
First, the information.
The money.
The information.
All right. We can keep going around in circles like this all night long.
Maybe you can. But I've got just about one more trip left, and maybe four... I think that was it.
All right, I'll trust you. The formula was stolen by...
Exert yourself. 99, get the house doctor, will you?
Right away, Chief.
Max, do you have any idea who this is?
I've seen that face somewhere before, Chief. I got it. That's Russell Betty Oiskin, the famous movie actor. He plays character parts.
Are you sure?
I'm in pain.
Are you Russell Betty Oiskin?
Help. I'm... You recognized me.
Are you kidding? You're one of my favorite actors. I'll never forget your great dying scene in The Edge of Darkness.
I'm very good at dying. In my new picture, I do a dying scene you won't believe. Authentic. I never knew how authentic.
You'll never top Edge of Darkness.
Max, please.
Ask him. Ask him what?
You know what? Ask him.
Chief, I can't ask a man for his autograph at a time like this.
It's all right. Have you got a pen?
Mr. Betty Oiskin, we just want to know... Who was it that stole the formula? What? What'd he say?
He wants to be turned around. This is his good side.
Chief, chaos is on TV.
And if we do not receive $1 billion, I repeat, $1 billion within 48 hours, we will unleash the terrifying power of formula 6076767. Your country will be turned into a wasteland. Remember, friends, now only chaos has formula 6076767, known to scientists around the world by the trade name Dryup. D-R-Y-U-P! A product now of Chaos Incorporated.
That's not a bad little show. But it'll be on earlier for the kiddies.
You make this, Max. You think they're bluffing?
Pardon me, sir. Your vest button is flashing.
Get lost, fella. I hate drunks.
What are you, some kind of a bigot?
What's with your vest?
It's my shoe phone, Chief. I had a light installed instead of a ring. It's less conspicuous.
It certainly is.
86 air. Yes, sir.
Yes, he is, sir. Just a moment, sir.
What'd you just do?
I put the call on hold. It's for you, Chief. It's him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we saw the telecast. Yes, in color. Yes, sir, it was very pretty. No, sir, we haven't been idle. We have a witness. Unfortunately, he's been shot, and we have to rush him to a hospital. Don't worry, sir. We'll get that formula back, even if it means our lives. Yes, sir. He's calling an emergency session of all our top security officials.
What did he say, Chief, when you told him we'd get the formula back, even if it meant our lives?
He said we'd have to do better than that. This is the doctor now. Doctor?
Yes, I'm a hotel doctor. You sent for me?
Yes, right this way, doctor.
All right. Oh, is this the patient?
Yes, he is.
He's been shot.
I'm the doctor. I'll make the diagnosis.
Please hurry up. This is a government emergency.
How does Betty Oiskin fit in all this? Why does a man of his reputation need money so desperately?
I can answer that.
And just who are you?
I am Otto Hurrah.
The same Otto Hurrah who made Edge of Morning?
The same. The only. The original. I'm glad you liked the picture. You did like the picture.
I liked it so much I saw it once.
Mr. Hurrah, do you know Russell Betty Oiskin?
Do I know Russell Betty Oiskin?
Yes.
This unfortunate is my friend. My friend who gambled away his home, his wife, and now perhaps his life. Please, I would like to help. If he needs anything, money, blood, publicity.
What kind of gambler is Betty Oiskin?
A losing one. It doesn't matter. Horses, dice, cards. He loses. He's always on the edge of ruin. Edge of ruin. Not a bad title.
I love it.
Chief, the hotel doctor's coming right down.
He's here already, 99.
That's not the hotel doctor.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive the hotel doctor's a woman. I just spoke to her.
A hypodermic needle?
Is he dead?
I think so, Chief. Unless the stuff in that hypodermic needle is penicillin, and I don't think it is.
Whatever he was going to inject Betty Oiskin with, it would have killed him instantly.
This is terrible! One man killed and another man wounded. Where are the police?
Well, we called them before, but the line was busy.
Well, if you have no further need for me, I will be on my way. Otto Hurrah will say goodbye. Goodbye.
Chief, we've got to get Betty Oiskin out of here right away.
Right. If we don't, chaos will kill him before we can get him into protective custody at the hospital. But we'd better use our own ambulance, disguised, of course. What's available to us, 99?
Well, we have one ambulance disguised as a flower truck and another disguised as a bakery truck.
No good. We can't have them speeding without attracting attention.
Wait a minute, Chief. Don't we have an ambulance disguised as a garbage truck?
How can you explain a garbage truck going 80 miles an hour in traffic?
Special delivery?
We have an ambulance disguised as an ambulance.
We'll use the bakery truck. We can't take chances. We'll have to get him out the back way.
I don't think we should lift him. I think we better carry him out on the couch.
Men, Larrabee, clear the lobby. Careful. Now, we'll have to find somebody to substitute for Betty Oiskin in the regular ambulance.
Yes, and we're going to need another couch, too, Chief.
Chief, whoever goes in that ambulance is on a suicide mission.
I know, 99, but we've got to have a decoy.
Who have you got in mind, Chief?
You, Max.
Good luck, Max. Chief, what's wrong?
Nothing, 99. It's just not easy sending men out on missions knowing they may never come back. Last week, two assignments. Two agents killed. Balzac and Nicholson. I feel like a jinx.
Oh, Chief, you're just having bad luck.
He's having better luck than Balzac and Nicholson.
Over here, men. Now, be gentle with him. He has a bullet lodged in his rib cage.
Move the coffee table.
Be careful.
Gentlemen. What hospital are you taking him to?
Washington General.
So far, so good. Now we've got to take care of Betty Oiskin.
Right, Chief.
Okay, let him have it.